Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello, and welcome to Day 3 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Now, although it's Day 3 of the calendar, today is the official start of Advent, so I wonder what we'll find behind the door today. I did hear that we have a special guest today with James, Gold and Platinum Album winner and Dove Award recipient Mr. Brian Duncan, whose music we're using for the LifeSpring Advent Calendar theme. Now, let's open this door here.
As you said, Steve, it's the proper start of Advent today, as it's Advent Sunday. So happy Advent, everybody. The four Sundays in Advent have different meanings, and different churches also give them different meanings, so that can get a bit confusing. But on our calendar, today represents the prophets in the Old Testament of the Bible who foretold the coming of Jesus. So let's light our first Advent candle and find out more about the prophets. The Old Testament is the part of the Bible written before Jesus was born. And although he's not specifically named in the Old Testament, God used many prophets to tell his people, the Jews, about the Saviour of the world, his son, that was going to be born. You might have heard some of them read in churches at Christmas time. One of the most important prophets was Isaiah. He lived about 700 years before Jesus was born, but he still wrote about Jesus. Because in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 it says, "Therefore the Lord will give to you a sign. The virgin will be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel," which means God with us. That's a major part of the Christmas story, written a long time before it happened. In Isaiah chapter 9 verses 2, 6 and 7 it says more about the baby.
"The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on, and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this."
Now that sounds like a very special baby to me. And in chapter 11 of Isaiah, it talks about the kind of man that the baby would grow up to be.
"A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth."
Now you notice a branch and a shoot are mentioned in there, and they're signs of new life and new beginnings. So God was saying that this baby and man would become a new way of God, working on earth, today. Wow. Living about the same time was another Jewish prophet called Micah. He often also prophesied about a new beginning from God, and even named the place that it would happen. In Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5, it says,
"But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace."
So we're not only told about the new beginning and king would be born to a virgin, but we're also told it would be in the small town of Bethlehem. There are also many other prophecies about Jesus' coming in the Old Testament, but going through all of them would take quite a long time. So when you hear the Christmas story this year, remember it didn't just take place about 2,000 years ago, but God had planned Jesus' coming, or Advent, for a long time before that.
Thank you, James, and thanks, Brian Duncan, for helping us out today. There was a lot behind that door today. James Cooper and Brian Duncan, quite a pair. Hey, please come on back tomorrow to see what's behind the door then. I'm Steve Webb, and this has been Day 3 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar.